I just know, Marianne, that you're just humming that song all the way out of here each and every day. So I'm Jill Riley. Sean McPherson is guest hosting with us today.
Hey there, Marianne.
Marianne Combs. You hear her voice in the current morning show, Thursday mornings, to tell us what's going on in the arts and culture neighborhood, the big neighborhood of St. Paul, Minneapolis.
The huge scene that we got going here.
So what's going on this weekend?
You know, it's funny. I feel like this weekend, things are a little bit calm. It's the calm before the storm of next weekend's Northern Spark and light rail opening.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So there's going to be tons
of huge
stuff. So I feel like it's kind of like, it's a little calm out there, but people are getting ready. But there's still amazing things going on in the community. That being said, on the Guthrie stage right now, one of the cool things about the Guthrie is that they bring in shows from England, and they bring the companies to the Twin Cities stage. And so they're presenting right now Our Country's Good, which is on stage through the end of June. And it's about putting on the first play in Australia with a bunch of convicts.
Okay.
And this show, the play's been around for a while, but they did sort of this 25th anniversary production at the London Royal Court Theatre. It got rave reviews. This is Out of Joint and Octagon Theatre, Bolton. They are producing this show, and so they brought it to the Twin Cities. And so, you know, you imagine convicts and suddenly worrying about their lines and their delivery, and you have great humor at the same time. It's a story, it's a play within a play, and it's talking about the humanity that theater brings to the arts.
Okay.
So it's kind of it's a cool production that really allows us to talk about what theater does for a community, and then it's really funny.
So. All right. So this is coming to the Guthrie?
This is at the Guthrie.
It's at the Guthrie right now.
Through the end of June. It's been getting some great reviews. So I think it's worth your time.
Okay.
And then we have, this is, you know, sort of my classic love of the arts. My heartstrings are pulled whenever I see the name Bertolt Brecht or Kurt Weill. And so Open Eye Figure Theater is hosting Weill and Brecht, The Berlin Years. And it's a bunch of local musicians, Bradley Greenwald, Dan Chenard, Prudence Johnson, Diana Grisselli, who are performing music that came out of Berlin from the collaboration between composer Kurt Weill and playwright Bertolt Brecht in the late 1920s. Really fun, ironic, smart, bitter, humorous, you know, music that's, you know, dealing with a lot of the social unrest at the time and responding to it. So really great, famous artistic collaboration that's going on at Open Eye Figure Theater this weekend, June 5th through 8th, over in Minneapolis. So another great production for you to see.
Okay.
Then, okay, this last one's not so much an arts production as a cultural event. I'm a big believer that anytime a new independent bookstore opens, an angel gets its wings.
Aha! Ding, ding.
So, and this weekend, Ancestry Books is opening in North Minneapolis, and this is a small bookstore with a really big heart. And it's all about the bookstore is focusing on Black and Brown authors. And so it's all about, you know, science fiction by Octavia Butler, or, you know, cookbooks by Native American authors. So it's really about recentering the narrative and saying, you know, we got plenty of bookstores out there that just sort of focus, you know, the majority of the books on the shelves are by white people. But we have this rich, rich cultural heritage within nonfiction and fiction and literary tradition. Let's make this the focus of this bookstore.
Cool.
And so that's Ancestry Books. It's opening on Saturday. There's going to have a big celebration from noon until 2 p.m. They're going to have it's at the intersection of Penn and Lowry in North Minneapolis. And they're going to have performances by Toki Wright, Monkwe Ndosi. There'll be live painting by Jordan Hamilton. There'll be food. And then the bookstore officially opens at 2 o'clock. So I think it's going to be really fun.
All right. So a couple of theater options, a couple of
theater,
literature,
music
and
books,
and visual art and books. So, all right. Well, where can we read more?
Well, of course, we'll have some more up on the Current blog later this morning with all the deets, so you can get that on the Current. But if you want to find out more about other stuff that's going on in the arts and culture scene, you can always find me at State of the Arts on nprnews.org.
All right. Thanks, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
Marianne Combs, you hear her help you plan your weekend with some arts and culture ideas. And she joins us on the Current's morning show Thursday mornings right around 8:30. And we bid her a goodbye. I always have to hear him finish out that last note. So, Marianne, she's either humming Gautier on her way out of here or she's humming Boston. And again, not a bad way to start your day, I suppose, as she heads back down to the newsroom.